This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Even though there have been signs of late that its economy is slowing, China is still, by almost any definition, a booming market. Has been for nearly 30 years now. But all that growth comes with more than just a couple of downsides, first among which may well be its environmental effects. 60% of China's water is thought to be polluted, a fifth of its soil contaminated, and smog there kills nearly 500,000 Chinese a year. As bad as that is, and it is also, for American clean tech companies, a business opportunity. Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz has that one.
It's called airpocalypse. It's when smog levels in Beijing go beyond what monitoring machinery is able to read. 100 miles east of the city, along the swamp surrounding the Bohai Sea, though, the foul, gray, soupy air makes it even more airpocalyptic. That's thanks to a concentration of industrial plants. This mill, run by Capital Steel, produces 10 million tons of steel a year, and with that, millions of tons more of carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas. Capital Steel's Wang Xi is overseeing a revolutionary project that could change this.
If this is successful, we'll take gases that are now burned and released as carbon dioxide and turn them into liquid fuel instead.
Capital Steel has partnered with Chicago-based LanzaTech to build a pilot plant that will trap the mill's carbon emissions. LanzaTech engineer Jason Bromley stands in front of a series of five-story tanks. Inside, a special bacteria feeds on those carbon emissions and then turns them into ethanol.
You can chuck that straight into most cars, yeah. In fact, you can blend like 10% in any car, and then most modern cars you can blend 20, 30%.
If the pilot project is successful, it could someday cut the steel mill's carbon emissions by a third. The profits from selling the ethanol would offset the cost of the project. At this stage, Capital Steel is funding the joint venture in return for a license to use LanzaTech's technology.
Our value in that joint venture has come from providing the technology and the IP, whereas Xiaogang Group themselves actually put the real cash down to build the plant.
American technology combined with Chinese funding, it's becoming a template for cleaning up what's becoming a global environmental mess. At the Shangri-La Hotel in downtown Shanghai, businessman Andrew Chung takes a breather in the lobby as a musician plays traditional Chinese music. He's here to set up deals for U.S. clean tech companies.
There are many, many opportunities for U.S.-based companies to explore technology expansion and adoption in a place like China because there's such a strong demand for the technologies for the country's survival.
Chung is partner at Khosla Ventures. It's a venture capital fund established by Sun Microsystems co-founder Vinod Khosla. Half of Khosla's $2.5 billion fund has gone to clean tech companies. A few of them operate in China, like LanzaTech and a green engine company called Eco Motors. But Chung is surprised more American tech companies aren't interested in China.
I think very few realize that the Chinese government is putting anywhere from $60 to $80 billion a year, every year for the next 10 years, into clean tech-related investments, versus the U.S., where the dollars are a fraction of that.
Chung says many U.S. companies are worried about losing control of their intellectual property, and some have an outdated perspective on the country. It's something Chung saw firsthand at a recent White House roundtable on manufacturing he attended.
One of the folks on the roundtable, who is a C-level executive of a very well-known U.S. equipment company, basically said to me, well, don't they manufacture really simple things in China? I mean, are they going to be able to get to the level of quality that you need? And I just was stunned and speechless. I kind of thought, where have you been in the last decade?
Chung says this attitude that American technology is far superior to what the Chinese can do is a dangerous one. Despite his work of putting U.S. and Chinese partners together, Chung says one of his biggest worries is that if the U.S. government and its corporate interests don't move quickly enough to fund clean tech startups, those American startups will have no choice but to take their ideas elsewhere. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.